We are concerned not merely with the technical problem of securing and maintaining peace, but also with the important task of education and enlightenment. Without such freedom, there would have been no Shakespeare, no Goethe, no Newton, no Faraday, no Pasteur, and no Lisa.
This year marks 100 years since Einstein issued his theory of general relativity. Or does it? You see, part of the Einsteinian revolution is that gravity or distance, even time, those are relative concepts, right? That 100 years, that depends on you. If you were traveling faster, a lot faster, that 100 years could be just a few minutes. Not much of an anniversary. Nevertheless, it was a singular event that exploded and created Einstein as an internationally recognized icon, and that's where he remains today.
Oh. Yes?
You're Albert Einstein.
Thank you.
What's his name?
Albert Einstein.
Einstein, everyone.
This is it, a thing that'll put us Einsteins into the history books.
Could I explain something to you?
Certainly. What?
The theory of relativity.
Einstein is synonymous now with intelligence and with genius. His equation, E equals MC squared, is one that everybody knows. After all, how many of us can recite the Pythagorean theorem or Boyle's gas law? I can't. Einstein was a celebrity scientist long before television and social media and popular culture made it, sorry, Stephen Hawking, relatively commonplace. So how did he manage to do that? And will there ever be another Einstein? Joining us now to talk about it is Brian Green. He's professor of physics and mathematics at Columbia University. He has a recent essay in Scientific American about Albert Einstein. It's called Why He Matters. Professor Green, welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to have you. So what was so revolutionary about Einstein's theory of general relativity when it came out?
Well, he completely transformed our understanding of space, of time, of matter, of energy, of gravity. So he influenced just about everything in the world around us, a radically new perspective on the nature of reality.
Not only physics and the way objects move and behave, but also culture, art, and popular culture. You know, at the time, Einstein started this argument. You wrote about this. His influence on the entire rest of the culture was profound. General relativity was credited with injecting this idea that, you know, nothing is constant now, everything is mutable, walls mean nothing. Is that about right?
Yeah, people have absolutely said that over the years. I think it's overblown. There was a movement in the early part of the 20th century that did cause upheavals in art, in literature, in music, and yes, in science as well. But to credit Einstein with really being the moment from which all of those revolutions took place, I think is giving him too much of an influence in those other domains. But his influence in science, his influence in understanding why an object falls, how a clock ticks near a black hole, how the universe began, these are big, incredible ideas, and that is where his influence really manifested itself.
And it's one thing for physicists and mathematicians to pore over equations or argue about this in the halls of Oxford University. One thing that's amazing about Einstein and general relativity 100 years ago is that these abstractions and that physics and mathematics did have an enormous effect on popular culture. I mean, he was a huge celebrity from almost the moment that he was proven right.
Yes, in 1919, there was an experiment observing distant stars during a solar eclipse. And when the observations agreed with what Einstein said the telescopes should see, what the photographic plates should reveal, the New York Times picked it up, every other newspaper in the world picked it up, blaring headlines that Einstein had toppled Newton, whose earlier theory of gravity was the one that held sway for two centuries. And yes, he became an icon worldwide. I mean, there are pictures of Einstein with Charlie Chaplin on the red carpet. I mean, what scientists would ever be put in that position? So in that sense, Einstein also had a radical effect where the possibility of big ideas could grab the public imagination. And I think that's a vital aspect of what he accomplished as well.
But he also combined what was true genius in theoretical physics with a pretty big flair for the dramatic, for popular culture, for celebrity. He realized, you write about this, he sort of realized what was happening and he liked it.
Yeah, you know, he sort of gave lip service to not wanting to be in the spotlight, but he had a very nuanced, coy way of getting the world to be really interested in this bizarre genius with the wild hair. And it wasn't that he fell into it. I think Einstein was well aware of what was going on and recognized that this was a powerful way of these ideas becoming part of the culture, not being isolated just in academic journals.
Professor Green, at the end of your essay, you say this question isn't just about who the next great thinker is. It also depends on us and what we value. You know, we make celebrities out of the things that we value. And that was kind of comforting. We're in an age where science is relied upon and celebrated, but also maligned and ignored all at the same time. Almost these two states of being that exist, and if you catch my meaning. We have scientists who are celebrated for sure. Mentioned Stephen Hawking. We have folks at Columbia, your university, who get on TV a lot, and that's a good thing. Bill Nye, the science guy. Are we at a point where we're valuing science, or is it a caricature? At other times, we argue about this, that it's ignored for political or religious reasons.
Yeah, well, I think there's a huge opportunity for the public to see science in a radically different way than what many people experience in the classroom, which turns many people off. Science is a dramatic story of adventure, and it's up to us scientists and journalists as well to allow the public to experience the wonder of discovery, which is not something that many people do experience. So I would say that I'm hoping that 100 years from now, we'll look at scientists, the great ones, the way we look at the great baseball players of today. They will be the cultural heroes. And when that happens, I think we will, as a society, go to a radically different place.
I'm hopeful that in the unlimited number of universes that are predicted by inflation theory, that there are about a billion Einsteins and Stephen Hawkings who are more popular than whoever Clayton Kershaw is.
A billion is too small, but yes, I agree with the sentiment.
Dr. Brian Green is professor of physics and mathematics at Columbia University. He writes about Einstein in Scientific American. It's called Why He Matters.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.